The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great, and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in the store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Enough of us singing.
Okay, yes. Woo! We wanted to go out with a good song for our last show of 2013. This is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, episode 9 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm your host, Cassidy Gard.
What's up, guys? I'm Charlotte Brobent.
We're so happy to be here with you guys tonight. Ashley Daniels is still out of town, but she'll be here next week. We're very excited to have her back.
Yeah.
And this episode starts out sexy, sexy, sexy with Carlton and her mother-in-law picking out lingerie. What did you think of taking your mother-in-law along to pick out naughty under things for your husband?
Well, I was glad her husband was finally shown, which, by the way, he's cute. He's really cute.
You like his man jewelry? You like the cross with the chain? You like that?
Well, I don't know if I think it kind of fit him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked good on him, but I'm finally glad that we saw him for more than 15 seconds and kind of saw them interact a little bit. Kind of think it's weird that his mom goes shopping, lingerie shopping with them. In fact, I think that's more than weird. I think that's very strange.
Okay, you think it's weird. I think it's very cool to see that they're so comfortable. I mean, whenever I'm in situations with parents or boyfriends or something like that, I get so awkward to even hold hands or even give a quick kiss on the lips. Like, it just makes me feel so out of sorts, like I'm a little girl again, like a kid doing something wrong. So the fact that she can ask her mother-in-law like what she thinks her husband's gonna get most turned on by in the bedroom is weird and half kind of like, wow, I wish I could be that cool.
That just makes me cringe. That really makes me, I hate PDA, I hate that makes me cringe so much, the fact that his mom knows what she's wearing in the bedroom. Like, and when she said she's pulled out kids, I find that a little different. When you have a child, that's something you want to spend and celebrate with the whole family. But
in the just delivery having
room. Well, but just having sex is completely
feel the same way. I mean, it's definitely something different. We don't see Kyle doing this with Mauricio or Yolanda. Like, I like that there's something new and fresh to start out the episodes with, which they seem to be doing her entrances a lot, you know, shopping with Brandy and looking for lingerie, because other than that, things are getting a little dull as far as them fighting over and over. So I'm enjoying the Carlton scenes, I have to say.
It's just all very sexual. There's nothing, she doesn't have a storyline that's not about sex.
I just
found that very strange at the start, like not needed. And I mean, with the bra and then DTF and I just found it strange. I really did. It was too much.
Okay, so you thought it was too much. Yeah. I agree to some extent. I do wonder what her mother-in-law thinks about Carlton and the husband clearly being so into having other women in their boudoir room. She says that her stage is going to be big enough so that other people can dance with her. So it's interesting. I think it's I mean, I was wondering, though, because she's English, so I don't know if it's, like, you know, maybe in Europe people are, you know, way more comfortable with this. It's not as big of a deal. They say that, you know, Americans are really, like, prudish about sex, and it's a totally different thing. Do you think it has anything to do with her being English?
No.
No, okay.
Because I know no one that would go lingerie shopping with their mother-in-law, or even just is that open about having an open relationship. Mm-hmm. I think in England, people tend to get married a lot later. I mean, a lot of my American friends are already engaged, whereas in England, I don't know anyone that's engaged. So I think people get married younger in America from what I've witnessed, but I don't think that being British has anything to do with her sexual needs for threesomes, I guess.
Okay.
Her openness to sex.
I think of Lisa, who's also English, and she's always saying, like, sexy jiggy, or, like, this is so sexy, or the squirrels are sexy. So I'm thinking the two English women on the show are the most vocal, and except, you know, Brandy, about sex and how they feel about it. So I don't know. I love it. I think it's fun.
That's true, though.
It's more exciting than, you know, Kim with the dog training storyline. So I would rather watch Carlton any day, I have to say.
Yeah, I hadn't thought it. I hadn't linked it with Lisa and Carlton being British. But maybe I moved to America when I was 17, so maybe it was the age that I moved. But my American friends are a lot more openly sexual than my British friends were. But then again, it's probably to do with age.
Right, right.
But maybe British older people are very sexual. From what I've witnessed, I'm not too
sure.
I'm glad
you didn't say old people. It's good that you said older people.
Well, yeah. I was shocked that when I Googled Carlton's 40, Brandy's 41, Yolanda's, was it 49, I said?
49, I think.
Yeah, and then I think Lisa's in her 50s. I thought Brandy was younger than... And maybe I don't know if my source was right. I thought Brandy was younger than Carlton.
Did you think she was younger because of the way she acts, or her body, or her, like, physique, or just why do you think she was younger?
Everything.
Okay.
I think the way she looks, but Carlton, her body is crazy. But I think maybe the way she acts, because Brandy does act, Brandy's a little more immature. Carlton acts a little older apart from her sexual needs.
But Brandy makes us laugh. You and I were cracking up at some of the one-liners she had this episode.
Brandy's one-liners, just in general. And Lisa. Lisa has some good ones, too. But it's just these one-liners that, like, you can't help but laugh.
No, absolutely
not. And she says it so straight-faced. There's nothing. She doesn't laugh. She doesn't cry. She doesn't show emotion. She just says these crazy one-liners that... It's like, go F yourself. But in context, it's funny because it's like, is that all you, like, what?
I don't know. What? I'm loving it. Well, it's interesting because we go from Carlton, who's, you know, shopping for sexy lingerie with her mother-in-law, and then Yolanda, who I think is always just so sweet and so proper. And, you know, people were saying that we're just saying too many great things about her. Maybe we need to, like, be a little, you know, more unbiased or not saying it, but I just love her. I just love Yolanda. I think she's great. I don't have anything nasty to say about her, so.
Well, she's very neutral. She doesn't really get, yeah, she said the dream team, which I think is ridiculous. I don't really get where she was going with that, and I don't understand the name, and that was immature. But usually Yolanda's very mutual. She has her friends, but she's never being the one that says F you and tears people down. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I have to say, the women are beautiful. They dress well. They're always stunning and seemingly perfect. There was something so refreshing about Yolanda just sitting there without any makeup, just talking about all the zits on her face and how she was, like, feeling very self-conscious about it.
I'm sure she probably did have a little bit of makeup on.
Maybe she had a little here, but if she really didn't want to show her zits, she could have put on makeup before people came. And when she was at the dinner with David at Nobu in Malibu, I didn't even notice them. So
no,
she really could have just had makeup on before the crew came over, but she was, like, red and broken out, which, you know, stress, hormones, whatever it is, it happens. I loved it. I just thought it was really real.
And it's good to know, ice, then... I got it wrong. I thought they said Vaseline, but Visine.
Vaseline's greasy, so that'll add more grease. I was wondering
how that works.
Visine takes the red out.
Visine takes the red away. Mm-hmm. It's like genius. Yeah. So I'm going to use that now.
Yeah.
Now I know the secret. Yeah. But it was a real moment. It shows that they're not all perfectly put together all the time. They do have flaws, just like everyone else, even though they're in the spotlight and always shown. Right. To look, their skin does usually look very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was an interesting little bit that she worries about zits too.
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. And then I thought it was cute in the moment with David. She said, "You love me, like zits and all." And she was just really real. And so I've been very torn on David Foster because he's clearly talented and he's a whole separate entity in the entertainment business than some of, like, I have no idea what, like, Joyce's husband does or Carlton's husband. I mean, I'm sure that they're obviously very successful, which is great. Yeah. But David's a very well-known leader of, you know, music and producing. So something about them just sitting down by the waves and just sharing this moment of their anniversary, I thought seemed really genuine. I really loved it.
I thought it was cool when she said, "I don't just see David Foster when I don't see David Foster when I look at him. Mm-hmm. I see the love of my life." And it's like, okay, that's a cool thing to know, because I mean, if I was dating David Foster, I mean, he's world renowned star, you know, how do you separate that? But she just fell in love with him and he just fell in love with her, and it's two people that fell in love. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's like that with any superstar that you date. But
well, they clearly fell in love, and I thought it was cute. He was very candid about, you know, I'll be honest, the first thing I saw was physical because she was just so hot. Mm-hmm. And then I fell for her. But I thought it was interesting that she talks about how she kind of, you know, had to push him and train him a little bit. He was living by himself in a one bedroom. I mean, she's being very frank and honest that she kind of like got him to do whatever she wanted at first.
Definitely, yeah. Well, speaking of physical and the new year's coming, Slim Fast with 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be a hemline. And this podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast.
Woo, thank you, Slim Fast.
Yeah, thank you guys. So getting into the next topic that we wanted to talk about, I feel like we've got to the dinner pretty quickly, but this was a huge part.
We have the model fitting.
Oh.
Because you have to be fitted for the model dresses, which thank God they went to dinner after, because
they need a burger, just like Kyle said. Holy moly, these girls do not need Slim Fast.
No, I mean,
they need cheeseburgers. Brandy and Joyce need cheeseburgers. I mean, how do you get your arms that skinny? I don't understand.
Also, you know what? I have friends that, you know, are agents, or they work at modeling agencies, and they're bookers for the models, and they'll do tons of events all the time. But it's kind of like when you get asked to walk around at a party wearing a dress after a certain point of modeling, it's kind of something that you save for, like, the new chicks so that they can, you know, stand around posing in dresses. And then people getting to enjoy the function are usually, like, older people that are, like, more established and have friends. So I was kind of torn, because I get that it's for an amazing cause and it's for children, and Kyle's, you know, why should she go pay models when she has model friends? But mm-hmm. at the same point, I would much rather just go to the party, wear whatever I want, enjoy it, you know, support a good cause, do some sort of silent fundraising, whatever it is. I would not want to have to stand in the windows modeling. Remember Kyle?
Brandy's face when when Kyle said that, her face was like, "I'm too good for this." That's what her face came across about.
They kind of are, though. They kind of are too good for it. To have to pose in the window panes, dress in the clothes. When you're at a function like this, you want to mingle and talk and chat. And
I don't know. It's for a good cause. If you can stand in the window. And I mean, I would do it. It's fun. It's something different. It's for, like, you have to remember, it's for a good cause, you know.
That's very true.
And Brandy said that she would wear a thong or a G-string, whatever she said.
For the children,
yeah. Right. So you can stand in a shop window and pose with some dresses on, you know? It's something different. Like, make light of it. Have some fun.
That's good.
Don't have an attitude that I'm too... Because that's what, to me, I don't know about you guys, but that's what her face is
said to me. I kind of identified with it. I thought I would not want to be standing in the window posing. But if you can mingle around the party wearing a beautiful dress from mm-hmm. Kyle's boutique, then, you know, there you go. But there was just something about, you know, Kyle's daughters are super beautiful. They're, like, teenagers, mm-hmm. and then Farrah got out of school. And they're just, like, you know, great physiques. They're in shape wearing these dresses. They just look so real. Mm-hmm. And then I just
And felt, Miss Universe. She was...
She had a booty, and yeah, it looked good.
And she was proportionate. She was stunning. She wasn't the stick thin. Like, Brandy is so thin. And I just think it puts off... it's just, that's the perfection, the idea of perfection in Beverly Hills. They always say in Beverly Hills, but that's just what people think of Hollywood. They think of this stick thin figure, but then you see Miss Universe, who looks stunning. The dress isn't too big for her and she fits it great and she looks amazing. And I just thought, okay, that's such a good thing for people to see, that you don't have to be stick thin to be beautiful. Like, Miss Universe is beautiful. Yeah. And she's not.
And Joyce is beautiful too, but yeah, something really, I mean,
that all,
irked me.
They're all stunning. That's, I'm, yeah, they're all very, I mean, gorgeous. Clearly, yeah. Yeah. But you don't have to be, I mean, how, like, how much does Brandy weigh? And Joyce, they, well, for their height, probably the same amount as me. And so, I'm probably like 6 inches smaller.
Yeah. Okay, this is what irks me, okay? Ashley and I talked about this probably in episode 3 of this season, that Joyce had done an Entertainment Tonight interview where she spoke about her opening line. You know, it's a little conflicting because some of the people just have something along, you know, the lines of like, oh, you know, I love being the queen or something, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Joyce is, you can never be too rich, too skinny, too beautiful, too young, too skinny, or too rich. So she did this interview before the show really was featuring her a lot. It was the first couple episodes when she was barely on it. And she said, I was under contract with Bravo. I went into a booth. I did a bunch of one-liners and they just chose that one. And she said, I read from a script and that's one of the ones I read. And I was so upset that they had that as my tagline. You know, I beg them, please don't air that. Like, I don't support saying you can never be too skinny. I don't want to have words be put in my mouth. I don't believe it. So on and so on. So then we're watching this model scene and she's wearing the dress and, you know, Kyle makes a joke that, you know, wow, you gotta eat a hamburger. And Joyce, lo and behold, says, you can never be too young, too skinny, or too rich. And I thought, you said it. So you said that, and then at the end, Bravo's editing it, and they took that as your tagline. So she completely misconstrued and said something completely false in the interview, as I'm understanding it, because she said she doesn't believe that, and she had never said it, and never would choose to say that. And they did that as a tagline, but she said it in the scene. So Bravo didn't pull it out of thin air.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, whether this was a scripted line or not, Bravo or Joyce, somebody's in the wrong, because I mean, the fact that there's people out there, and Joyce and Brandy are so skinny, and that's what perfection is seemed to be. Eating disorder is such a big thing in today's society. So many people are insecure with the way they look. And that was why the scene with Yolanda with the zits was really good, because people aren't perfect.
And I love Yolanda. She's mm-hmm. curvaceous. I mean, she just looks healthy. She looks athletic, and yeah. she works out, and I love it.
And I just think that's a terrible thing for somebody to say on a TV show that's so popular. And like I said, whether it's Joyce or maybe this was a scripted line, because we really don't know how much of it they are told to say. And I don't know if she would be told to say those exact words.
I feel like
probably not. But and then they've sat her in the booth, given her a bunch of quotes that she said. And told her, said them, and then they've picked one. But I just thought that was a terrible thing. And firstly, money isn't everything. Money doesn't equal happiness. Happiness is everything. You can never be too happy. Like, life is about being happy and living it to the fullest. It's not about being rich. Money doesn't equal happiness. It's not about being thin. Being thin doesn't equal happiness. And being young doesn't equal happiness. These days, it's people in their 40s that are thriving. Yolanda didn't meet her husband till she was 42. And people don't thrive till later on in life and truly find happiness. So I just, whether it was Bravo or Joyce, terrible line.
I don't think it was scripted. I think Kyle did say eat a hamburger, and very quickly and in fleeting, she made a quick joke mm-hmm. that was not in the best of terms. But when she did the Entertainment Tonight interview, I wish she had said, you know what? I had a scene one day, we were shooting in a store. I said it in the moment. You know what? I just was with my girlfriends, wasn't really thinking. It is not something I would ever want to represent myself or a show on Bravo to any young girl. Mm-hmm. I wish I hadn't said it. It slipped out of my mouth. You probably have said things you wish you hadn't. I've said so many things I wish I hadn't.
With Brandy.
Right.
Well, and every comment with Brandy.
I just think her acting like she'd never heard these words in her life is so fake that it just irked me because I, you know, and I'll tweet it out. I'll take the interview that I'm talking about and I'll tweet it and you guys can see for yourself and make your own judgments. And if I'm misunderstanding, then let me know. But
I actually truly haven't watched the interview. So tweet it so I can watch
it. It's on tonight. Okay, cool. So, well, luckily, after their model fitting, they go to Sur to do a dinner party. Yet another Bravo dinner party that is going to be put into two parts, part one and part two, to spread out on two different episodes because they really are trying to spread this,
they love
these dinners
the dinner
out.
Yeah, they love the dinner parties this season. There's one every episode, right?
Do you think Lisa went out of her way not to invite Kyle
and Kim? Okay, I was really confused by this. Okay. Because firstly, I agree with Joyce when she said, I've been brought into a lion's den. Maybe Lisa had true feelings and wanted everyone to patch things over, and that's why she was invited. But if that was so, I don't think Yolanda should have been invited because it just brought, it was kind of, there was a team, and it was the dream team against Joyce. And yeah, Joyce had her husband, but Muhammad was there. It was a strange group of people to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I don't think it was fair for Joyce that she was kind of the one that wasn't part of the group and she was late.
So you think Kyle or Kim should have come, someone from the other team?
I don't know. I don't think, I'm just kind of confused at who, what, I don't think Yolanda should have been there. I feel like Lisa really wanted to fix this issue and move past things, that it probably should have been everybody.
That's true.
Everyone should
but
have
Yolanda
been.
Is Muhammad's ex-wife. Yolanda is very close with Martin as well. Mm-hmm. So for them to have a function and not invite someone that's closest to it, and Shiva, who is Muhammad's new wife or fiance, one of the two, is going to be the future stepmother to Yolanda's daughters. Yeah. So clearly, it's like all in the family.
And I guess, and that was a way for Lisa to link them because they knew Joyce and were friends with them. So yeah, I guess it did make sense. But I didn't understand why Kyle and Kim weren't there. You know, because it's a dinner party and that everyone's usually there and on the show for the show.
I have a feeling Kim's off reunited with Kingsley the dog and Kyle's with her family. They probably really don't care, but it was really odd to me the way that it was all set up. And my favorite part of the whole entire scene was the Sur staff in the background.
Oh my god,
they were laughing. Their looks over listening to Brandy and Joyce go at it were too good because they have all their own drama and Vanderpump Rules. They know about drama for the camera. So for them, I mean, they're like little princesses and princesses watching the kings and queens and how they do it.
Well, I watched a little bit of Vanderpump Rules after, and I think, if I might be wrong because I didn't watch the whole episode, but Stassi said, I thought someone was going to kill somebody with a diamond. And it's like, whoa. Like, it was, I mean, Jax's face said it all. And then when, but see, I think that Brandy kind of started the fight. I don't know. At the very start when Joyce got there and shrugged her off. And then Brandy went up and got a drink. And she said to Jax, don't give me another drink before I kill a Puerto Rican. It's like, oh, just don't say these lines.
It doesn't have to be about someone's race, what they look like, who they are. If it's going to be a comment, make it about who you think their integrity is or their character. It cannot be about who they are.
She's not going to say about Lisa or Carlton, give me a drink before I kill a British bitch or something like that, you know? You know? Like, she's not going to say that. So don't say before I kill a... It just, no, just don't.
You know what? We are talking a lot about kind of the negativities of the scene. I have to say, I was so unbelievably blown away with the way that Muhammad and his new wife, Shiva, relates to Yolanda. I have never seen an ex-wife and the new woman get along just so relaxed.
Neither
There's
have I.
Something about that. And once again, I don't know if it's a European thing, that they're like, you're going to be my children's stepmother. Like, I will respect you. You respect me. Let's be a family. I mean, she says, you know, if Muhammad messes up and Shiva leaves him, I will go. We're all going with Shiva. We love her.
Yeah. Why did they get divorced? Was it just inconceivable differences?
Irreconcilable differences. I love it. I love it. Love it. Irreconcilable.
Yeah.
Inconceivable. That too, though. That works. That works for it. I like it.
Yeah. Or was there some infidelity? Or because I think that probably the way they broke up may have something to do with their relationship now. Because, maybe they're both just content with their lives now.
Designing for his house, right? Yeah, you know, last season.
Maybe they're just content with, now Yolanda's content with David and Muhammad's now content with his life. And
there's something about that that's mature. Because I think even if you're definitely the new girl, having to be with your husband and his ex-wife at a dinner party, I mean, who would enjoy that? There's something about it that I think a lot of women would feel insecure about.
Definitely.
I don't blame them. Why would you want to? You know, there's just something odd to me about it. But I really like that they can do that. I think there's something about it that's really mature. And I'm not understanding why they can do it so perfectly, but Joyce and Brandy, who really don't see each other that much in social circles, have to have such an issue.
They just can't get on at all.
I know.
At all. I mean, some of the things that were said back and forth were just... I did think when Joyce said, you're not a bimbo, don't act like one, that was actually a compliment. It's saying, you're not a bimbo, you're not stupid.
That's a backwards compliment. Yeah, it was like a double-edged compliment.
But if I got told you're not a bimbo, I would be like, thanks. Like, and yeah, it's like, don't act like one, but she's saying be a bit more mature, which I kind of do agree with her sometimes. I mean, I love Brandy, but just, I mean, bring it, bitch. It's like, just, don't try and get the fight going more. Just.
Well, I've read once that swearing is for people that, like, don't have
anything else to say.
Bigger vocabulary of how to express themselves in an eloquent way, which I have to say Joyce does. She really is able to, in the moment, calmly express herself and do it in a way that gets the point across. And people, they say that can't do that, just resort to cuss words because they don't have a better way to communicate.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because when they were doing the flashbacks to Palm Springs, after every remark that Brandy was doing that was offensive, Lisa's laughing. Did you notice that? Every single time Brandy says something, Lisa's just like, ha ha ha. He's like, so don't do that, don't do that. But she's like laughing really hard. And I was wondering why she's just not standing up at all for Joyce.
Well, I think because Lisa is more Brandy's friend. And at the dinner table, Lisa was saying it was to Joyce. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop. She wasn't saying it to Brandy. Like, Brandy, just calm down. Stop this. Mm-hmm. It was all to Joyce. And that was where I felt bad for Joyce because it's basically saying, Joyce, you shut up, just end this, but you be the bigger person. It's like, get Brandy to shut up. Everyone should have been the bigger person, but get Brandy to shut up.
Do you think it's because Brandy was the one drinking and Joyce wasn't? I mean, sometimes you just have to tell the person that's sober to let the drunk person just do their thing because you can't really get a drunk person to shut up.
Was she drunk?
I think she'd had more to drink than Joyce.
Maybe. I guess she's always probably had more to drink than Joyce. And every take on Brandy was drinking the glass. It's like, no, don't drink anymore.
I don't know. I'm just getting a little, I know that Bravo has to keep you interested, but I just am getting so sick of them stretching out dinner parties to part one and part two of the episode. There's something about it that's just really cohesive when it's at once. I mean, I would love to just save Kyle's modeling fundraiser for the next episode. Like, just wrap this up with a little bow because it's just going to be half of next episode, I'm predicting, is going to be this all over again. And it's just, I think it's getting redundant.
Well, it goes on and on. But we do see Brandy saying that she's depressed. And we see a little bit more into maybe why Brandy's acting the way she is. And not that it's an excuse, but I mean, if you're going through depression and then somebody's... And I was reading a lot of tweets while that the show was on, and a lot of people were saying Brandy's obviously jealous of Joyce. And I can totally see where they're coming from when they say that, because everything... I mean, when they were at the dress fitting and they walked in and Brandy's friend started talking to Joyce in Spanish... And Brandy in the confessional, when she was by herself, said, why are you talking to my friend in Spanish and leaving me out?
Right.
Well, it was actually her friend that started the conversation in Spanish. She's always just trying to make stabs and bring negativity to mm-hmm. the situation. I mean, when she said, when she was sitting with Gigi last episode, and mm-hmm. she started saying, oh, Joyce is so jealous of you.
It's what like, do you think Brandy, about...
just let it go of... And I think she has some... There's something that I don't know if it's jealousy or she just annoys her a lot or I don't know.
But right. Well, what do you think about if someone speaks a different language and then suddenly in front of other people goes into their native language? Do you think that that's exclusionary or is it just natural because that's a language she knows and likes?
I mean, I think it does. It excludes a lot of people that doesn't speak the language. But when it's your friend who is starting the conversation off in the different language, you can't really
blame... Her friend of 20 years.
Exactly. You can't really blame the person that you don't like for that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But I do think it excludes people. But then it's also something... It's your friend. I would just smile and laugh and be like, ha-ha. I can agree with you guys, yeah, because I know what you're talking about. You know, just make a joke out of it.
Yeah, to have fun with
instead
it.
Instead of... Look at the positivity instead of the negativity. Everyone
very
in this show,
good.
I feel like there's so much negative energy. We need to see more of them having fun together and more of the families enjoying their time together. Mm-hmm. That's why I really liked the Yolanda and David scene because it was like, finally, someone's happy together. And then next episode, it seems really nice with Kyle and Mauricio.
Like, yeah, they seem very really unite. Well, yeah. Let's get into predictions then.
United.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I love the lights.
Do you have anything you're predicting?
Well, I predict that more stuff's going to go down at the dinner.
Good
and
prediction.
And they're going to keep arguing. But I am interested to see about Brandy and what she reveals about her depression. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's to do with her dog. I don't think the drinking helps because, I mean, alcohol is a depressant, so that's only going to make her worse. But maybe just a bit more insight into why she's acting the way she is.
Okay. I think it was really sad to see her sitting by herself mm-hmm. and having Joyce with her husband. You know, they're sticking up for each other and they're on a little team of their own. And then, you know, Brandy's just kind of off in the island. And I think that Lisa, regardless of whatever goes on between them, really does feel some sort of motherhood in helping Brandy. And I think if Brandy's going to break down and say, I'm depressed, Lisa's going to say, you know what, let's figure this out. Do you need to go to therapy? Do you need to stop drinking? Do you need to get a new dog? Which she did get a new dog, and it doesn't replace the old one. But I do think if something goes missing and you're able to have a new distraction, no matter what it is, you know, it was Chico went missing. They got Chico, a little boy dog. Yeah. Whatever it is, I really think Lisa does care for Brandy, and I think she's going to step up to the plate and help her in new ways.
And Yolanda, too, because it was Yolanda that was saying in the previews, are you okay? Like, mm-hmm. she was there while Brandy said no, but she was there while right. Brandy sat in the limo. So she has people around her, but I don't know. We'll see. I hope that they sort everything out. I mean, they don't because there was on Twitter tonight, Joyce was saying a few things. Like her fans were tweeting, Brandy's jealous and blah, blah, blah. So they haven't figured everything out. They're still in an argument and just don't like each other. But hopefully they can just be civil. That's all they need to be. Just so there's not a fight at every...
So that they can chill out a little bit.
Right.
Maybe with the new year, they'll do some New Year's resolutions for themselves and find the...
So.
Peace within their lives. We're right. very excited. Hope everyone has a very safe and happy new year. Where can we find you online?
At Shaw Broadbent on Twitter.
Great. Sorry. I'm Cassidy Gard on Twitter and Instagram. Have a happy new year, everyone.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.